Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New Jersey City unconstitutionally denies a permit to raise the Christian flag. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we're going to unpack this situation more, but I'm just going to say up front, I don't think this is going to end well for this Jersey City who has banned the Christian flag.
They must not have read the memo.
No, they didn't get the memo. The 9-0 victory at the Supreme Court. Yeah.
So the crazy thing about this, Holly, is they have allowed the raising of the Christian flag since 1979.
Yeah.
When the Children of Faith Parade have requested a parade permit.
But then in August 2025, they denied them from raising the flag.
Yeah, so
even after we won in 2020.
Yeah, so here's the crazy thing. It's like, how does this happen? The Children of Faith Parade, they wanted to have a parade in 2025.
And granted, they have all different kinds of flags in the parade, but
and they wanted to raise the Christian flag on this public forum that the New Jersey City had allowed for these particular parades and flag raisings. And so Jersey City approves many other associations to raise flags with different religious and secular affiliations. For example, the city has previously permitted flags for the Jersey City LGBTQ plus Pride Festival, the Independence Day of Pakistan flag raising ceremony, and for the Muslim Council North America and Muslim Federation of New Jersey, the third annual Palestine flag raising ceremony, the 70th anniversary of the Independence Sudan flag raising ceremony, and flags for National Hispanic Heritage Month and Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
So maybe, you know, the Jersey City officials need to get on the phone with a Boston officials and say, hey, how'd that end well for you? Is this something we really should be doing?
The thing about this is that they've allowed all these flags for different events, for different organizations.
For years.
It sounds a lot like the Shurtleff case of the city of Boston.
But like you said earlier, they allowed the Christian flag since 1979, but all of a sudden 2025 is like, no, we're going to deny it.
Yeah, they allowed the raising of the Christian flag among all these other flags since 1979. This is before Shurtleff, before the city of Boston.
Yeah.
Then in 2015, you know, city of Boston denies the Christian flag, and then we litigate. And in 2022, we argue the case and we get a 9-0 decision. And that led to the overruling of the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman case that distorted the Establishment Clause. And the court said, no, you know, you can't raise Lemon versus Kurtzman. There's no Establishment Clause here. This is a free speech violation. You allow these other flags, and now you've censored the Christian flag because it's Christian. The city of Boston lost. We won. So that's 2022. Now, 2025, the Children of Faith Parade apply for a parade, and they say, well, you want to raise the Christian flag, and they deny them. So they're getting ready to apply again in 2026. We just sent a demand letter to the Jersey City.
To educate them.
To educate
them. Here's what happened in history. You might want to take note.
And if they don't immediately change course, we're going to file suit against Jersey City.
Because how much did Boston have to pay for their little...
It was over $2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was over $2 million.
Yeah.
And remember, we went there we won, argued the case in January. We won in May. We went there in August to actually raise the Christian flag during the ceremony.
Yeah, that was exciting.
That was an exciting day to raise the Christian flag there in front of the City Hall in Boston.
But Boston, you know, they didn't, I mean, we lost four times in the lower court, so they didn't give up right away, but then they got the message at the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, which I would say here, this is a lesson from the Boston case, and I share this sometimes, is to never give up. And just because you are thrown a curveball or a bump in the road, and you're wondering why God did this happen,
right.
You know, God might have a bigger plan. So, for example, in the Shurtleff case, we sent a demand letter. We thought that that should have resolved it. It didn't. Well, then we filed suit. We thought we should win. We lost. We argued. I went to the Court of Appeals. I thought this is a no-brainer. We should win.
But remember, it was all
lost.
Because of the name of the flag. They didn't even know what the flag looked like.
The point is, we lost. And then we went back down to the lower court again.
Yeah.
Did more discovery. Lost again before the same trial court. Went back up to the Court of Appeals. I argued it again the second time with all this new discovery that all these flags that had been permitted, but they censored the flag solely because on the application it was referred to as the Christian flag.
Didn't even know what it looked like.
The symbol didn't matter. It was how you
perceive
the
flag.
If it's a Christian in your mind, you can't fly it. If it's secular, same flag. You could call it the Camp Constitution flag, then that's okay. But if you call it Christian flag, no.
But they were flying all these other kind of flags, communist flag, rainbow flag.
We go to the Court of Appeals again. I'm excited about the argument, thinking, here we go. I can't wait to have them drill the other counsel. They drilled me. We lost again, 3-0. You know, you can look at this and say, we've been litigating this for a number of years. Then we asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case in September 2021, they agree to do so. I argue it at the Court of Appeals in January of 2022. We get this unanimous 9-0 decision that ultimately overrules or is part of overruling a 51-year-old terrible decision. So the point of the matter is, had we been able to be successful with a demand letter, you would never hear about the case. If we had been successful at the trial court, I'm sure the city would have caved. Had we been successful at the Court of Appeals, they would have caved. We lost all the way and finally won. So never give up. Never, ever, ever give up.
And that case has set a precedent now for other flags. I mean,
yeah.
There have been other flag policies that have changed because of that case.
And here's the interesting thing, Holly, is that in this case with Jersey City, the reason that they have given to the Children of Faith parade when they denied the flag in 2025 is that it would be in a violation of the Establishment Clause.
Oops.
That's exactly the same thing that the city of Boston raised when they denied the flag in 2015. That's the exact same issue that we argued at the Court of Appeals and also at the U.S. Supreme Court, and we won 9-0. 9-0, where 9 justices unanimously rejected this idea of the Establishment Clause, particularly as it came from the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman case. So you have to ask yourself the question, where is the city's legal counsel? Why are they not reading these cases that are pretty clear?
And it's important to learn from history in this case.
and the government officials. I mean, these are government officials. Just do a quick search. You're going to find the Shurtleff case. And you're going to find out, you know what? We're walking on thin ice. But we'll see what happens. So
yeah, well, hopefully we'll get a response soon. So
we'll get a response soon one way or another. Either they'll change course, which is the smart thing to do, or we will file suit. And they'll change course, which is not the smart thing for them to do because it'll cost them resources. But they cannot just simply ignore the Constitution and certainly these precedent cases that we've set. That's one of the things that we want to do is take our resources and time and create legal precedent that lasts for generations. And this is certainly one of those cases, Shurtleff versus City of Boston. So continue to pray for the case. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/flag, to learn more about the Shurtleff case, how Shurtleff is the founder of Camp Constitution, and he wanted to, in Boston, the cradle of liberty, he wanted to celebrate the Christian heritage and history of Boston and the Commonwealth. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, so many people were there, the Boston Tea Party, and he wanted to celebrate Constitution Day. So he filed for a permit for a gathering and the flag to be raised during that permit. If they had just simply said yes, it would have been an hour or so event. You would never hear from that situation again, and there would be other things that would be in the news.
But to approve it for all those years and then all of a sudden to stop in 2025
yeah.
makes no sense.
Well, in Boston's case, they denied it because of its Christian viewpoint. In Jersey City, they denied it because they said, oh, same thing. It's going to be an establishment of religion if we allow this privately displayed flag. No, you're wrong. 9-0 says you're wrong. read the case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. If you have questions or you know someone who has issues regarding religious freedom, life, or family, go to lc.org and click on the Legal Help tab for resources and assistance.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.